Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus,
Amen. And welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. As Sister Antonelli, the first one, so that I can have her start. If she's in a place to start, I will appreciate it. If Sister Antonelli would like to do a word of prayer in her life so that she can start, and if not, I will go ahead and start. Again, welcome. Brothers and sisters, truly a blessing. I'm not sure if you can hear me well. And good evening again, brothers and sisters. Welcome, one, welcome all. It's truly a blessing to be back here on this Sabbath evening as Sister Confinelli is on and she would like to start with a word of prayer and start out. Please press one so that I can open your line. And if not, I will go ahead. I just want to welcome each and every one of you. To this prayer line this evening. God is truly good and he's worthy to be praised, my brothers and sisters. So I'll open the line for Sister Confinelli so she can pray and she can share. Amen. 518-482. Your line is now open.
Father, we come to you. We realize
Amen.
That we have no other help but you. We come before you this evening on this special evening, this Sabbath night before the Sabbath day. We just want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for protecting us during the 6 working days of toil and labor. You have brought us safely through another week. And we just want to thank you, God, for everyone who will make it their duty to come on this line this evening to praise you and to bless your name. We thank you for the faithfulness of Sister Carla, Lord, in leading out in this way on this particular Friday evening. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her, Lord, bless her family, and help us all that we will strive above everything else to be faithful, Lord. For without you, we cannot do nothing. Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day of rest. You know how much we long to rest in your love, because we were all around during the week doing our own thing. And today, tonight we are here to uplift you and to bless your name. Bless each one that will be coming on the line this evening. Help them to realize that it's really an opportunity that is given us to be, that we can come together as brothers and sisters and to listen to your word. And Father, we just want to thank you again for every blessing and for everything that we will do on this line. May your name be uplifted and your name be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a song, and would you like to share, Sister Consonelli? Go ahead. Your background noise was a little is a little loud.
Yes, I have songs to share. Any particular song you want to share?
Oh, if you have a Sabbath song. But are you able to control the background? It's a little loud. I don't know if it's a TV or something going on. Sorry.
Okay, yes, sorry about that.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. What song we could sing? Sabbath songs, any song?
Amen.
Oh, yes, I could sing the song. Why should we love him so? Why should we love Jesus so much? We know that Jesus died to save us. He died on that cruel cross to save us. So we have all reasons to love him. And this song says, why should he love me so? Love sent my Savior to die in my sin. Why should he love me so? Next week in Calvary, cross he was. Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should my Savior do Calvary go? Why should he love me? Nails pierce his hand and his feet for my sin. Why should he love me so? He suffered so my salvation to win. Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should my Savior to Calvary go? Why should he love me so? Nothing is holding my sin to impress. Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should my Savior to Calvary go? Why should he love me so? Okay. Let me sing a Sabbath song, if I could put my finger on one as quick as possible. Okay, and another song I would like to sing from the hymn book, which I know many of them. It's a prayer, and it's one of my prayers that I like. One of my prayer, O Master, let me walk with thee. O Master, let me walk with thee. In lonely paths of service, tell me thy secret, help me. This friend of toil, the friend of care, help me the flow of heart to know by some clear winning word of love. Teach me the way when feet is there, and guide them in the homeward way. Teach me the patience with me in closer dear company, in words that keep faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over wrong, in a hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's morning light, in peace that only thou canst give, with the way, O Master, let me live.
Walk in the light. And we need to walk in the light that God has shown us. And this is a very old song. It says, walk in the light, so shalt thou know the fellowship of love. His spirit only can bestow, who runs in light above, who runs. Walk in the light, and thou shalt own thy darkness pass away, because that light and the action in which is perfect day, in which is perfect day. Walk in the light, and in the tomb no fearful shade shall wear. Glory shall chase away its gloom, for Christ hath conquered there. For Christ hath conquered there. Walk in the light, and thine shall be a path of early bright. For God by grace shall dwell in thee, and God himself is light, and God himself is light.
Amen.
Calm down on travel. Calm down, oh traveler unknown. I don't know how many of us know this song, but this is one of my mother's favorites. Come, oh thou traveler unknown, whom still I hold, but cannot see. My company before is gone. I am left alone with thee. With thee or not, I mean to sail and wrestle till the break of day. I need not tell thee who I am. My sin is myself has called me by my name. Look on thy hand and read it there. But who, I ask thee, who art thou? Tell me thy name and tell me now. In vain thou strugglest to get free. I never lay on you my hold. Art thou the man who died for me? The secret of thy love unfold. Clean I will not let me go, till I thy name, thy nature know. And this song, I think it was Luvena and the Jake was wrestling with the angel. Yes. And he was didn't know that it was the angel. Say, I will not let thee go unless thou bless me. This was one of my my mother's favorite songs, Come Thou Traveler Unknown.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli. Praise the Lord. Did you have some like a word, to, encouragement to share? I have others that has pressed one, so I can go ahead and open their line.
Yes, they could go ahead and open their line.
Okay, thank
if
you again for sharing this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead and call and give somebody else a chance.
Amen, amen. Thank you again for blessing us with those songs and also for the prayer. May the Lord continue to bless your voice and bless you and your family and your whole household. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. I'll go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for his blessings, watching over us, waking us up, giving us the for day to day. I thank God for us having studies this morning. God was truly good for studying in Revelation. And I thank God, me, Sister Powell, Sister Lynn, and Sister Leola, and Sister Tamika. We had a good study this morning, and we lift all my sisters and sisters up in prayer. And I just thank God that we were able to do that. And I'm looking for my Bible, my prayer. So I was talking as I get my prayer out.
Do you want me to come back to you?
Yes, baby. That'd be nice. Okay.
Okay. Yes, as a time, we'll
okay.
Try to come back to you. Amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. May we be faithful unto the Lord, and may we worship him in spirit and truth on this holy Sabbath day, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. God is good. God is great. This is Sister Powell calling from Upstate New York. I was just singing a little song. Thank God that he have kept us throughout the 6 days and this evening, Sabbath day. Lord, he carry us through, and we are here to give praises and to bring glory to his wonderful name. So I will just sing the song and have a little reading about how important the Sabbath message to us is so important, because we know, and very soon it is going to be a test. So please to listen to the words, not the voice. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us know a blessing feast waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints, make the fruit of grace abound, bring relief to all complain. Thus all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Amen. Thank God that he had kept us throughout the sixth day, and he brought us here this evening that we can give him the praise that due to him. And this evening, I just want to let everyone know, and for us to be prepared, because the time is coming up very soon where we will be going to the test, and that we here have to know who we will serve, because the Sabbath is coming deeply up, and we know it's going to be a controversy with the Sunday. It said the Bible Sabbath is the seventh day on all world calendars. Sunday is not the Sabbath, and it never was. Sunday sacredness is not in the Bible. God gave the Bible Sabbath on the seventh day of creation week when he made our world, and it's Genesis 2:1-3. And at no later time in the Bible did he ever change the Sabbath to any other day. From that time down to our time, it is still the seventh day every week. Add to this the fact that the weekly cycle has never been changed. All down through history, God has preserved the seven-day weekly circle ever since creation week. Then he made the Sabbath a special memorial of creation. And God says it is the only by keeping his seven-day Sabbath holy that we honor him as our creator. Is this information you want to know about? Then what we have to do, be obedient to carry this information out there to the world, because the world will be serving a God or worshiping a God that not what God wants us to do, want us to be. So we just have to pray that by the grace of God, you know, we here, who God put on this earth as the representative of the truth, as he said, he wants us to settle in the truth help us that we can go out with this, because this is the message that is going to be the test, the Sabbath message, you know. So I just thank God that God had given us these information, and we find it in the Bible, we find it in prophecy, and that we are, as the, his servant and his ambassador, that we can go out and present the Sabbath message and where it was found. So we have to study the word so that we will be well equipped. I just want to thank God. This evening, we are not asking the Lord for anything. I more than give him thanks and praise for keeping us throughout the 6 days and provide for us, and also allow us that we can come into this place, in this setting, to give him the praise. I will just offer a short word of prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We want to thank you for your words of encouragement. And we are asking you, Lord, to allow us to be obedient to you, that we will go on the battlefield to share your truth out there to your people out there, because the Sabbath was not only created for one set of people, it created for the whole world. So, Father, help us. Have your own sweet way in us. Bless this setting, we pray, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing that beautiful song. Also, the prayer and your reading. May we continue to seek God, because as Sister Powell said, we have to cry aloud and spare not and lift up our trumpet and share with people, tell them about this false Sabbath that they're going to try to institute, and that we not change and go in allegiance to the enemy, or that the people out there, that they will see God and come to know him and come to serve him on the true Sabbath. So may we be a witness wherever we go to help others and direct them upwards and to Christ. Amen. I will go to the next caller. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for patiently waiting. 225-337. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
And my brothers and sisters, this is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from New Orleans. And I want to read God's Law Made Void in America. And Sister Carla, it may take me about 3 minutes by God's grace. It's in, and this is in Psalms 119. It says, a time is coming when the law of God is in a special sense to be made void in our land, United States. The rulers of our nation will, by legislating enactment enforcing the Sunday law, and thus God's people will be brought into the great peril, mean terrible times, when our nation and the legislation council shall enact the law to bind the conscience of men in regard to their religion privilege, enforcing Sunday observance and bringing oppressive power bearing against those who keep the seventh-day Sabbath. The law of God will, to all intent and purpose, be made void in the land, when the land which the Lord provided as an assail for his people, that they might worship him according to the dictate of their own conscience, the land over which for long years the shield of omnipotence has been spread, and the land which God has favored by making it the depository of the pure religion of Christ. When that land shall, through its legislation, adjure the principle of Protestantism and give the countenance of Romanism, God's law, tampering with God's law, it is then that the final work of men of sin will be revealed. Protestants will throw the work of man of sin will be revealed. It is then that the final work of man, of sin, will be revealed. Protestants will throw their whole influence and strength on the side of the papacy by nation act enforcing the false Sabbath. They will give life and vigor to corrupt faith of Rome, reviving her tyrant and oppressive of conscience. Then it will be time for God to work in the mighty power of vindication of his truth. One more paragraph. The prophet says, I saw another angel come down from heaven, the great power. Earth was lightning with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, that ye receive not of her plague, for her sins has reached unto heaven, and God had remembered her iniquity. When do her sins reach unto heaven? When the law of God is finally made void by the legislation, then the extremity of God's people is his opportunity to show who is governor of heaven and earth. As Satan's power is stirring up the element from beneath, God will send light and power to his people that the message of truth may be proclaimed to all the world. And I just want to say, God, Lord, Father, continue to work with us in our heart and our mind that we will understand this word. And thank you, Sister Carla. Just keep my family in prayer, the prayer line, and all others that they may know the truth of the word of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading that and for sharing. As we know, we are all on one accord, knowing that it is near, even at the door, what's going to happen in America and how we have to go through this great test. We have to go through a time as never before, brothers and sisters, and we ought to be ready, prepared and ready to be able to face this time as never before. So we know that God will be there to protect us, to guide us, to help us. The Holy Spirit will bring back those things which we have learned. So we should be learning and praying and afflicting our soul so that we can rightly represent our Savior. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We're running short of time, so please be brief as you shared at this moment. Please be brief, and may you have everything that you need to share with you. 985-232, your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to give a prayer. Dear Lord, we do not understand how to help ourselves. We choose to surrender our plans to you because we trust you completely. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I just want to thank God for being so merciful to us. And I just want to ask for prayer for my family, for the Mike family, and the four corners of this United States. And just want to continue to keep Sister Powell in prayer, Alex Nation, and all the other congregations in God's name in prayer. And thank you, Sister Carla. Welcome back, and I'll keep you in prayer for traveling so much.
Thank you.
God bless everybody. And you can go ahead because Brother John just stepped out in the other room. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you again, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing your prayer, your faithful witness unto, you know, us on the line, to your communities, your friends and family. Again, thank you for sharing. And let us go to 843-206. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. This is Sister Tainito from Florida, and I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm thanking and praising the Lord for another day and bringing us through another week. Well, all praise and honor goes to him because he is so worthy to be praised, my beloved sister. And I just want to read a scripture from Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals and praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen. So I just want to continue to pray for each and every person on this prayer line. That's my prayer request, is to pray for Yvette Life prayer line and also to pray for my family and pray for the whole nation, as Sister Brenda brought out, that we are studying together in the morning in the book of Revelation with Sister Powell and Sister Leola, Sister Lynn, and Sister Brenda and myself. So I'm so grateful that we can study together as sisters, and we will continue to pray for each and every person on this prayer line. Thank you so much. Happy Sabbath, and I love you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and also the group that's studying in the morning time, the end time prophecies and things that's going to come upon us. Also, you know, the word of God, it doesn't lie. It tells us what is to come, and it comes forth. You know, we see everything that has been told us in the Bible, in the spirit of prophecy, coming forth. So let us be prepared, brothers and sisters. Not time for to be fearful, because God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So that's what, 2 Timothy 1:7. Amen. I'll go to the next caller. 518-650. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. Your line is now open.
Hello. Good.
Amen.
Good night. Happy Sabbath to everyone. I am so
Amen.
Happy.
Amen.
To come on the line to meet with my family. God is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. I need special prayer for myself and my family, especially those in Jamaica. Can I sing a song?
Yes, Sister Barnaby. Yes, please.
Yes. Holy Sabbath day of rest, by your master richly blessed, God created and divine, set aside for holy time. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. Seek not pleasures of this earth, with its follies, lies, and mirth. There are better things in store, over on the other shore. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your master, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath draweth on, Friday eve at set of sun, Christian also then should meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. Oxy trusting him for saving grace. Also victory in the race. And to help us by his power. To keep holy every hour. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest. By our God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. And I'm going to read Genesis 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Our Father who art in heaven, thank you for your holy Sabbath day. Lord, you have blessed it. You have sanctified it. You have set it apart as a special day. Oh God, we are so thankful because you said, Holy Sabbath day of rest, oh God, by your master richly blessed. God, you created it and divine. You set it aside for a holy time. Thank you, Jesus. What a God you are. You are worthy to be praised. You are the creator, the sustainer, and the redeemer. Father God, you kept us through the 6 days of toil and labor. And today is your holy Sabbath. Thank you for this day of rest. So that we don't have to think about going to work. In the morning, Lord, we think about coming closer to you, Lord, to have a relationship with you. And to talk and to sing and to praise. And to give you thanks for your goodness and for your mercy. Father, be with us in a special way, dear God. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed. Because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh God, please anoint us, oh God. Please forgive us of our sins. Please wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mold us and fashion us and make us to be what you want us to be. Oh God, in this time we need no one else but you. Help us to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because all our help and all our strength come from you. You who made the heaven and the earth. Lord, we are living in a time that we don't know what tomorrow brings. But God, because you hold tomorrow and you hold the future, all we have to do is depend on you, dear God. Father, please anoint our body. Please cleanse our body. Please heal our body. Please purify our body, oh God. We need a special cleansing. We need a special healing. Lord, into your hand we put ourselves. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness and make us to be what you want us to be. You are a God who never changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be with all of us on this prayer line, dear God. We put ourselves into your hand tonight. All of us, along with our families, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, oh God, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, all our families, we put them before you. Lord, be with every mother, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. So many things are happening. So many things are going on. Lord, so many people are praying and so many are not praying. Oh, God, have mercy. Please take full control of us, oh, God. Lord, we don't know what is our destiny. But because you is God, all we have to do is put our trust in you and believe in you, oh, God. So that whatever comes, you will take full control of us. Lord Jesus, your coming is near. Help us to be ready. Stay ready. Waiting and watching, oh God, because you are coming. You are coming, Lord. You might not come when we need you, but you come right on time. So, Heavenly Father, please, Lord, He's creating us a clean heart and renewing our right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, O God. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Heavenly Father, restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. O God, we put our trust in you. Remember us, O God. Remember us in everything we do. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Lord, please heal the sick. Please feed the hungry, O God. Please open shelter for the homeless. Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. Close the naked, dear God. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Because we are nothing on our own. So God, please take over. Lead the way, O God. And help us to follow. Because without you, Lord, we are like a sinking sand and a stumbling block. Lord, thank you for all you have been doing. Thank you for what you're doing now, Lord. What you continue to do. You are the way maker. You are the burden bearer. You are the heavy load bearer, God. You are everything. Thank you, Heavenly Father. What you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. I beg and I give you thanks. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Barnaby, for the song and for the prayer. May God continue to bless you and your family, and we will keep you in prayer, your family in Jamaica, and each and every one of our family. We know this is trying time, and there's so much going on around the world, and we know that Jesus is soon to come. So we just have time for one more. I believe this is Brother O'Neill. I asked him to do a last prayer after he shared for just a brief minute so that we can get started on time. 319-895. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath. 319-895. Your line is open. See if you are on mute.
I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and his goodness and his miracles that he has been working in my life. So much attacks from the enemy for the past month, but God has been faithful. I'm going to read the scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. It said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. In this quote here from Great Controversy, page 608, paragraph 1. Conscientious obedience to the word of God will be treated as rebellion. Blinded by Satan, parent will exercise harshness and severity toward the believing child. Master or mistress will oppose the commandment-keeping servant. Affection will be alienated. Children will be disinherited and driven from home. Words of Paul will be literally fulfilled. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. As the defenders of truth refuse to honor the Sunday Sabbath, some of them will be thrust into prison. Some will be exiled. Some will be treated as slaves. To human wisdom, all this now seems impossible. But as the restraining spirit of God shall be withdrawn from men, and they shall be under the control of Satan, its divine precepts, there will be a strange development. The arts can be very cruel when God's fear and love are removed. Great Controversy 608, paragraph 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yeah, let's pray. Most God, living and eternal Father, I bow before you, sovereign of this entire universe. Nothing that is happening in this world has taken you by surprise. More and more you're extending your love towards us, human family. I see more and more human families rejecting that love. Lord, I come in no other name but the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, now our High Priest, the Holies of Holies, interceding on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done to reclaim us, to redeem us. The whole time that you spent on this earth was to show men and women that living godly is attainable, not in our own strength, but in your strength. Forgive me of every sins, O Lord, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As David said, recreate in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, Lord. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy spirit from me, but not from me alone, but each and every one of us, Lord. Give us a deeper interest in you, O Lord. But help us, O Lord, daily. Love Jesus to walk with us. Lord, because if we walk alone, we'll be in trouble. Because we know that the enemy is like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Father, we see those who stand up for that which is right will be opposed and derived. Father, we know, Lord, those who live righteously will be the minority but on earth, but we have the majority in heaven. Because the whole host of heaven is at our command. But we see what happened, oh Lord. You yourself came to deliver the Hebrew worthies from the fire, Jesus. And Father, that was a testimony for the king that thought that he was high and lifted up, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, didn't I cast three men in the fire? But I saw one like the Son of Man. From that time, it bring conviction to his heart. And Father, we know, Lord, that you're in the saving business. You don't care what evil and wicked people are. You see what happened in contrast to the king of Egypt. He would not submit in spite of your love and all the powers that you showed to him. He would not submit. He was still in defiance of the mighty God. And his pompous word, that who is that God? And all these words that he's spoken. Father, we know that the enemy is using them to speak these words because he doesn't love them, because he wants company in his destruction. The wrath of God is sure for him because he has completely rejected God. So he's using men and women to have that same thought process. We see what happened to him because he rejected the mercies of God. Not like, unlike Nebuchadnezzar, he did not repent. So Lord, we know that your providence and all that you do is not for the destruction of humanity, but is to save. He said he did not came to destroy man's life, but to save them. So Lord, I pray, O Lord, for the leaders of this world, O Lord, presidents, prime ministers, senators, and all these men, O Lord, all high authority, and I pray for them, O Lord, that they may surrender and submit their lives to you. I know that there's a higher power that they should submit to. Father, I pray for the sick and afflicted, O Lord. We check the circle right now. There are so many of our brethren are dying from different ailments. Somebody has some relative that just died tomorrow, yesterday, before, and all that, Lord. We see so much that is going on, Lord, all over the world. Father, I pray, Lord, that you comfort those who are mourning, O Lord. Pray, Lord, that you help them to understand that death is not the final thing. If they have died in Christ, they will raise to see him when the Lord shall sound that trumpet. Father, we know that trouble sometimes are here, filling men's hearts with fear. We see what is happening over in the Middle East. We see what happened in Europe. Father, we know your words have told us that these things would happen in rapid succession in the last days. But Lord, you say you will cut everything short in righteousness. Help your people, Lord, to understand the time that we're living in. We are asleep as a church, O Lord. We are gyrating and enjoying ourselves. We're not preparing for thy second coming. and preparing from the calamity and the destruction that will come upon this earth. To many, it will become an overwhelming surprise, Lord. But Father, you are trying to help us, to save us, O Lord, to help us to find shelter and solace in you. As Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide by the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's the Psalms that you said. You want to cover us, O Lord. But many times, O Lord, we think that everything is okay. The words says when they think that it's peace and safety, sudden destruction is what happened to ancient Israel, Jerusalem, and all your warning of the pending destruction that will come. Many was in their ease mode. We see what happened. And we are still in that same situation in 2023 as a church. We think that everything is back to normal and we can continue to live because we have much time. But Father, if we could see what is going on, we should redeem the time and know that the days are evil. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon our children as well, Lord. As many of our children are backslidden, O Lord. Father, they don't know what to do with their lives. Many are taking their lives. Many are caught up in the worldliness, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring them back to you, O Lord. Because it's our heart desire for our children to be saved in your kingdom, O Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for we see so much, O Lord. We see so much going on, Lord. Moment by moment, day by day, we hear the news. We hear it from other people. So many things are happening, Lord. So much killing all over the world, O Lord. The enemy know that time is running out, but your people don't know that time is running out. Wake us up, O Lord Jesus. Because we're in a lethargic and lukewarm state, O Lord. Mercy upon us, O Jesus. Have your own way.
Yes.
Thank you for your many blessings this week upon my life, O Lord. So much things that happened in 1 week. But Lord, you have preserved me, O Lord. And I want to thank you, O Lord, for your loving kindness towards me. Going through a car accident, and not even a scratch on my car. And the person that did the accident was running away. But Lord, you understand what's going on because I'm your child and you promised me that you will protect me, O Lord. And Father, I see more and more of your providence in my life. And I want to thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing, O Lord. And the love that you have been showing me, Lord. So Lord, I pray that you'll be with me, Lord. Let your love continue to shine. Be with each and every one of us. Bless each and every one that's on the line. And pray for all those who have shared, O Lord. Pray for your speaker, your manservant that will come to share the word tonight to us, O Lord. Empower him, O Lord. Touch him with the life pool from the altar, O Lord. Cleanse him from anything that is unlike you, O Lord. And I pray that you will give him the words that he shall speak. Give us receptive ear, O Lord. And I pray that your name will be honored and glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that prayer. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We have a full house. May we continue to look unto the Lord, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. May we continue to seek him. Brother Ricardo, could you please press 1 so that I can open your line? I just want to welcome again those that are joining us via the internet from Japan, from China, from the Netherlands, Canada, and also here in the United States, the Caribbean, wherever you may be or listening to this rebroadcast, we thank you for joining us. May God richly bless you. Amen. Your line is now open, Brother Ricardo.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for hopping in my line.
Amen.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you for another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. Thank you all for your testimony, your song, your scripture reading. Thank you so much, O'Neill, for that prayer. I hear your heart is aching, man. But notice, we are nearing home. And brothers and sisters, all that we see going on, we are our Seventh-day Adventists. And there's a quotation I'm just going to paraphrase before we go into it. Satan's going to use everything to distract us from the third angel message. The only reason for us to be in existence is to give the first, second, and third angel to a dying world. Because God's name must be uplifted and exalted. Because the world beloved, is ready. Everybody is ready, but we as Adventists, we are not ready. Same thing happened in 1888, beloved. We repudiate the first, second, and third angel message. Show the Jews of all, crucify Christ. We have crucified the first, second, and third angel. And God's going to have a people in these last days, beloved. Because, beloved, we are told, when will the church learn righteousness? When the judgment of God is in the land. When we see crime and violence, beloved, these things, they're going to increase. War, beloved, even though it's devastating, heartbreaking, beloved. We see a lot of lives is being taken. But, beloved, our duty, our focus, we are told nothing else to distract us, nothing else to absorb our mind, but only the first, second, and third angel message. This is justification by faith. Christ Jesus, our righteousness. So, beloved, as we're going to look at Revelation chapter 18, verse 1, the loud cry of the fourth angel, which is Jesus Christ, beloved, going to unite with the third angel, beloved, going to give a loud voice, and this message must be preached, must go out, must be emphasized. Amen? So let us go into it, beloved. Father in heaven, I come before your presence. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I present my brothers and sisters before your presence, wherever they are at this moment. We ask you to cleanse us. We ask you for your power, your presence of your Holy Spirit. We ask you for your holy angel that excel in strength. Lord, those who ask for prayer, oh God, you know what they stand in need of. Do for them what they cannot do for themselves, because they are weak, but you are strong. But above all, Lord, let your name be glorified and let your name be praised in each and every one of our situations. But Lord, above all, you give us a message, and this message must go out, oh God. And Lord, you're going to use everything in this world, even the charm of trouble, to get our attention, so we can fall in line, oh God. Because we are told in your word, oh God, you're going to use the judgment in the land in this life until we can understand and learn Jesus Christ, our high priest, righteousness. So, Lord, as we're going to go into your word, we're asking you for your presence. We're asking you for your guiding and your leading. Let me not be heard. Let faith not be raised up, but Christ be heard and his words be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we go over this. When we did go over this, but nevertheless. Okay, let us go to Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. The title for this evening, the Lord cry of the fourth angel. We know this is Vesper, beloved. So bear with me. Stay awake. Okay? Amen, beloved? Because, beloved, we are told in the spirit of prophecy, we need a sermon 45 to an hour, beloved. But in other words, let us go a little further. We are told, truths that we are learning for years, we need to learn them in what? Weeks and months. So, beloved, We need present truth. Are you with me, beloved? We need a message that can keep us awake. Are you with me? We need our attention span be broadened or expanded. Amen, beloved? We don't want no fight. We don't want to stay up when you hear a message 20 minutes you're falling asleep. Are you with me, beloved? Because we all have a case at the bar of God. And what we need to know right now and learn right now, we need it right now. Are you with me, beloved? So let us go into our the Bible. Revelation 18:1, beloved. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. So this angel, beloved, when you see this angel coming down from where? Heaven, right? Because God see that we need your help. But God is sending the message that's going to help us, that's going to comfort us, that's going to heal us. Are you with me, beloved? Because the spirit of God is going to keep us in these dark days. Are you with me, beloved? And also the written word of God. Because, beloved, without the word of God, you're going to be fearful with all these things that's going on. Remember, we are human, beloved. Are you with me? But the word of God is our safeguard. Are you with me? To keep us so our eyes can stay on Jesus Christ. Are you with me? We are all on this narrow path. Are you with me, beloved? So we have to help each other and encourage each other in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? So, beloved, stay encouraged. Amen? But let us keep our eyes in the word of God. By beholding, we become what? Change. Watch this now. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. I never go over this the last time. Who is this angel? The Bible says, and he come down from heaven, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Who is this angel? Go with me to Revelation. We want to know who is this angel. Because if we can identify this angel, this fourth angel that's going to unite his voice with the first, second, and third angel, especially the third, that means we can also identify who is the third angel. Why I'm saying this? Because we are told, beloved, the third angel message will not be comprehended, right? And the light which will lighten the earth with its glory will be called a false light. So now we want to know who is this angel that come down from heaven and lighten the earth with his glory. No angel in heaven can lighten the earth with his glory, like brighter than the sun. Only one. Because remember now, the Bible, the word of God, Revelation, is written in symbols. Are you with me? Go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. We want to know who is this angel. Are you with me? Because the Bible says he come down from heaven and the earth was lightened with his glory. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Verse 13, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. See, right? One like unto who? The Son of who? Man. Who is this? Jesus Christ, the high priest of our confession. Clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. Verse 14, his head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a what? Flame of what? Fire. Who is this? Jesus. Let us continue. Verse 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace. And his voice has the sound of many waters. Key now. 16. Key. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance, what does this mean, countenance? His face, his appearance. And his countenance was as the what? The sun shined in his what? His strength. Face shine brighter than the sun. No angel. But our high priest, Jesus Christ. Are you with me, beloved? Go back with me to Revelation now. So, Revelation 18, beloved, is showing you Jesus. This message is coming from the first, second, and third angel message was sent by an angel from Christ. So Christ sent an angel. I'm not going to tell you. In the future, we're going to do a study with this third angel and the fourth angel. Who is these two angels? Are you with me? Because we are told the third angel, fearful is his work and powerful is his mission. He is the third angel that is sealing and binding. Are you with me, beloved? So because we are told that many will not comprehend the third angel, why? Because if I told you who is the third angel, it's not the Holy Spirit, it's not Jesus Christ. But I will not tell you, that is for in the future, amen? We're going to do a study, but that study is going to be very deep because notice I'm giving you a lot of Bible. Even though some of you may say this is deep, but when I'm going to visit this study again, beloved, with Bible and spiritual prophecy, and it's going to be very deep, but clear, amen? But let us move on, beloved. So we see now this angel come down from where? Heaven. Are you with me? Where in heaven is this angel coming from? In the midst, right? We go over this last week. I'm going to try to recap a little bit for those of you who never was not here last week. But you know what? Last two weeks, yes. But let us look back a little bit of glory before we move on. A little bit of glory before we move on. Go with me to Numbers, because the Bible said this angel come on the earth, right? And the earth was lightened with his what? His glory. Some of us, we are Adventists, we know what is this glory? Christ's character, right? Our name, right? But God's going to have a people, going to vindicate his what? Character on this earth. Are you with me? Watch this now. Go with me to Numbers chapter 14. Quickly, beloved. Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. Please look in your scripture. Are you with me, beloved? Don't take my word for it. You need to look in your word. Amen? And let no man deceive you. Amen? Don't be a lazy Christian in these last days. Because, beloved, in order for you to be sealed, in order for you to be saved in these last days, you must become what? Wise. You can't be intelligent in the things of this world. And when it comes to spiritual things, you are dumbfounded. Are you with me? So in order for you to be saved in these last days, you have become wise. We got in the writing of Christ's word. Because Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine. The doctrine is Christ's word, beloved. The early and latter reign. Are you with me? Christ, the hope of glory. Numbers chapter 14, verse 20 and 21. Listen to this, beloved. Numbers chapter 14, verse 20. And 21, and the Lord said, I have pardon according to thy, I have pardon according to thy word. And the Lord said, I have pardon, no, sorry, and but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of what? Of who? The Lord. All the earth shall be what? Filled with the glory of the Lord. What does this mean, beloved? We want to know what does this mean. Amen? We want to know what does this mean. Because in Revelation 14, 6 and 7 said, for I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. Give glory to who? Christ Jesus, our high priest. So if we're going to give glory to him, meaning God's name going to be what? Glorified through who? Us. The character of God must be vindicated through the remnant going to be saved out of a remnant. How can we do that? We need the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Watch this right here. Go with me to Ephesians quickly. Ephesians 5, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, beloved. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We're looking at glory. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Listen to this. Chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. I just read verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Remember, this angel come down from heaven and lighten the what? The earth. In other words, beloved, God's people are going to be a partaker of this message. They're going to receive the message now. So because they are many, they used to not walk with Christ, so they come to the knowledge of Christ. To know Christ is life eternal, right? But the knowledge of Christ is life eternal. So they have a knowledge of Christ now. And so because they have the knowledge, what they're going to start to do, they're going to walk in the light, and they're going to be children of what? Light. Watch this, beloved. For ye were sometimes darkness. What does this word sometimes mean? Meaning in the past, right? For ye were sometimes darkness, but now, presence, but now ye are light in the who? Lord. Walk as children of light. So now you are light. The light is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you don't believe me, go with me to 2 Corinthians. Keep your finger at Ephesians. Keep your finger at Ephesians. Keep your finger at Ephesians, beloved. Now I'm coming back. Keep your finger at Ephesians. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Keep your finger at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Remember, you and I past lifestyle, past conduct was of this world. Because the Bible says, for you were sometimes darkness. But now what? What comes? How do you come to this light? Watch this now. Listen to this. For God who commanded the light to shine is the knowledge of Christ. Light is the revelation of who Jesus is. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness had shined in our hearts, in our understanding. For For God, who had commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our what? Hearts, to give the light of the knowledge. Holy. Light is what? Knowledge. If you turn off the light in the house, you don't know where to go. Especially if you're visiting somebody, right? And they say, you got to look for the switch on the wall side. You're going to be searching, right? Because you don't have no knowledge of where the switch is at. Are you with me? But when the light is on, now you know where the switch is at. Are you with me? Just giving you this illustration. Are you with me, beloved? Let us move on. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the what? The glory. Now you are familiar with Christ's character. So now you're going to live a life that's going to vindicate God's character. And now the wicked, they're going to be provoked by your lifestyle. And they want to kill you because your lifestyle provokes and condemns their sinful lifestyle. Are you with me, beloved? That's why they're going to want to kill God's people. Lord have mercy. This is powerful. Amen, beloved? So now, when is it you and I, when is it that you and I come to this light? In John chapter 8, verse 12, write it down quickly. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me, hold it. I am the what? Jesus come in this what? World. And he is the what? The light. So those who are walking in darkness, they see the light and they come to this light and they have the knowledge of this light. So they follow what? This light. Are you with me? So now Jesus said, watch this now, beloved. Lord, sweet. Jesus said, walk while you have light. Walk while you have this knowledge. Walk while you have the first, second, and third angel. Walk in it. Lest if you do not, lest darkness come upon you. If you are walking in the first, second, and third angel, living it out in your light, you will receive the seal of the third angel. You will receive the seal of Jesus Christ's righteousness. You will receive Jesus Christ's glory risen upon you, and you're going to rise and shine. You're going to proclaim the gospel like never before. When you open up your mouth, some of you, you may be coming. You say, I can't preach, but the day is coming that God's going to fill you with Holy Spirit. And when you open up your mouth, you remember when the two disciples was walking along the way and Jesus was with them, beloved, and when Jesus disappeared and they say, did not our hearts burn within us? Beloved, the time is coming when you open up your mouth, people are going to be mad. They're going to cry and say, my sister Paula, what shall I do? Repent and receive Jesus. Repent and be converted. So the refreshing of the Lord can come and your sin can be what? Blotted out. Are you with me, beloved? So is that time of refreshing is coming. A lot of us are in misery and pain, and we see crime and violence and confusion, and our heart is aching. But, beloved, remember Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, there you shall be also. Advent light, your feet, Jesus said, you must walk in this pathway of life, lest you walk in darkness. Do not keep take your eyes off Jesus. The moment you be like Peter, you get distracted with the things in this world. Yes, you need to know what is going on. But when you know what is going on, Jesus said, look up at the light, for your redemption is nigh. Jesus said, look up at the light, because the day is coming. Your street will be street of gold. It's going to be so glistening. You can see your face. Some of you, you have wrinkles. But Jesus is going to say, look in the floor. You don't have no more wrinkles. Jesus is going to say, smile again, my daughter. You don't have no missing teeth. Jesus is going to look again, my son. You don't have no more glasses. The day is coming, beloved. We must get fast, beloved. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay in the word. Keep, beloved, if never before, we need to pray like never before and cry out to God. We must weep before the vulture Advent light, because Jesus Christ is coming. Beloved, all things is set, beloved. Angel is descending and descending, beloved. Names are coming up in judgment, beloved. We do not know when our name is coming up, but we must live a life like never before. It's like if it was our last. This is the glory of God. We must make Jesus' glory be seen, because when they see the character of Jesus Christ in us as Adventists, then the persecution can go forth. That's why Jesus said, hold, hold, hold until we seal. Hold, because I don't see my glory in them. Hold,
because they profess to say they believe prevention whole, because when I look, I see bitching and fighting, they cannot get along whole, until we have seen the servants in their forehead. We are told, beloved God, people don't need no smooth message. Message that's going to cause you to be sleeping. Sleeping preachers, sleeping to a sleeping congregation. We want people like they're going a roller coaster. Your eyes wide open. You think you're going to fell out? Beloved, we want to hear a message like that so we can repent of our sins and turn to Jesus. Amen. God say, I'm going to raise up shepherd after my own heart who will teach my people. Beloved, go with me to Isaiah 60. Go with me to Isaiah 60, beloved. Rise and shine, Advent light. Arise and shine, for the light is come. For the glory of the Lord is going to risen upon us. Because this angel is coming, and God's sending a message. And before he come, beloved, he's sending a message. God love us so much. He's sending a message to direct us, to keep us, so we will not catch off guard. Are you with me? When the time of refreshing come, beloved, so we can go home. We are the one that's holding up, tying up Jesus' hand. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, the Bible says, arise, get out of your misery. Arise, shine for Jesus. For thy light is come. What light? Do you have no? Do we have any light of ourselves? No. When is it that you come to this light? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light, advent light, light of life. This light is the knowledge of God. When you come to the, when you know Jesus, this is life eternal. That's why he said, he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of what? Life. What is now? Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon thee. So God is sending a message, and the message is coming from the where? The way of the east, beloved. What rises in the new in the east? The noonday sun, right? The sun rises in the east and sets in the what? West. But what healing properties we get from the sun? Vitamin D, right? So God is sending a message, advent light, from heaven, from the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, along with the third angel, because we are told faithful is his work and awful is his mission. It is the angel that is selecting and what? Binding. Keep your eyes in the word of God. Oh, great will be your reward, advent light. Oh, great will be your reward. I'm here to encourage your heart. So what about those who will not give glory to him? We're going back to Ephesians. Bear with me. Bear with me. Scripture is coming to my mind. God is speaking. Go with me to Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. Malachi, what about those who will not give glory to him? What does the Bible have to say to those who will not give glory to him, to his name? Listen now, because Jesus' name must be vindicated by his own. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2, beloved. Quickly, Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, lay what to heart? Lay it to heart, to give glory unto my what? Name, said the Lord of hosts. Who's speaking? The Lord of hosts. Who is the Lord of hosts? Jesus, our high priest. Said the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. What will be the result of the curse? They will receive the seven last plague. Before they receive the seven last plague, they receive the mark of the beast, because they refuse teaching for commandments, the commandments of man, and setting aside the commandment of God. This is the curse. Listen, I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have curse them already. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this? Because ye do not lay it to heart. Go back to the top of verse 2. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart. Lay what to heart? This, you're telling me this is so serious, beloved, to give glory to him? Because the Bible says, The angel said, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. So God is saying that. He's sending a warning. Are you hearing this? Give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. So God is saying that if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, because the judgment, what will be the judgment, the result of the judgment? Seven last plagues. So you see, God loves us so much, beloved, he's warning us. Just like a parent, a father warning his child. Are you with me, beloved? So now we see this angel. Go back with me to Ephesians. Go back with me to Ephesians. I promise I was going to be in the back. Let me go there. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 5. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, because the Bible said, for ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now we are vindicating, because with the others, the world see you are walking in the precept and you are connected to the divine nature. Verse 9, now, for the fruit. In other words, fruit is dealing with character, right? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all what? Goodness. So because they are living a good, perfect life in the sight of God, they provoke the wicked. For the fruit, I could say the character of the Spirit that is in us, is it all goodness and righteousness. So our lifestyle is right doing in God's eyes. Are you with me? And truth, because God the Father, Jesus said to the woman at the well, God the Father is looking for those who will worship in him in what? Spirit and in what? Truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, this angel come down from heaven. Go with me back again now. Revelation 18. Revelation 18, one again, beloved. Want to get to verse 2. Revelation 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. We look at that 2 weeks ago. And the earth was lighting with his glory. So we're looking at, we kind of finished verse 1 so far. Want to look at, no, some of you were not here. Where is this angel coming from? This angel is coming from. This angel is who? Jesus Christ. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, right? Question for you. Where in heaven is this angel is coming from? Go with me to Revelation 14:6. Revelation 14:6. Some of you, we are familiar with this. Can we lay it off our tongue? And after these things, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. Pause. You see our camera right there. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. In Revelation 18, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. I asked you, where in heaven is this angel coming from? You said, my brother, what kind of question you asking me? He's coming from heaven. But as Adventists, we don't just only say Jesus in heaven. We know where specifically where he at in heaven. Amen? And after these things in Revelation 18:1, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. We're in heaven, and and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. The word midst means middle or center. So we see this angel come down from heaven, right? Having great power, and the earth was lighting with his glory. Where in heaven is this angel coming from? In the midst of heaven. What does the word midst mean? Middle or center? So you could say this angel is coming down from the midst of heaven or the center. So now what is in the center of heaven? See, my brother, what are you saying to me now? What is in the midst of heaven, beloved? Revelation 7:17. Quickly. Revelation 7, chapter 7, verse 17. This is our old teaching, our old foundation, beloved. Don't sleep now. Are you with me? Don't sleep on me now. Because we are told, beloved, I heard about this, that we Adventists, we were known for three things. A people of the book, people who practice the diet, and are people who also follow dress reform. But today, I don't even see that, beloved, honestly. But I claim that as my own, a man of the book, a man who's going to try to, as best as possible, follow the health principle and also the dress code. Amen? We have nothing to fear for except we forget. We forget all of these things. Lord have mercy. But come back, beloved. We are people going to, I'm helping you to prepare you for Christ's second coming. Amen? This Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. what is in the midst of heaven. This angel is coming down from heaven, coming to us with a message, the everlasting gospel. Are you with me? To save us, to seal us, to warn us not to receive the mark of the beast. Are you with me? Where is this message is coming from? Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne. Hold it right there. Shall see them. See a camera, right? Shall see them, right? Don't move too fast lest you miss the blessing. For the Lamb. Who is this Lamb? John 1, 29. For the Lamb which is in the midst. You see that word again? Midst, mean, middle, or center, right? So the midst mean middle or center. What is in the middle of heaven or in the center of heaven? For the Lamb is Jesus, which is in the midst of the throne. What is in the midst of heaven? The throne of God. Or you could say the sanctuary. Now, beloved, one more question. The angel is coming down from heaven, right? In the midst or in the middle of heaven, right? We see what is in the middle of heaven, the throne of God. And who is at the throne of God? Jesus Christ. Is there a sanctuary in heaven? Because Desmond Ford, beloved, come with a lot of, said there's no sanctuary in heaven. But we're going to give you a Bible. Go with me to Hebrew. We're coming back. Hebrew chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Hebrew chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Hebrew chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. We want to know if there is a sanctuary in heaven. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the what? The throne of the majesty in the heavens. Who is this? Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest. Who is our high priest? Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Who is set on the right hand of the throne of God. No, the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Okay, verse 2. A minister, so this high priest is a what? Minister, where? In heaven, right? A minister of what? The sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. So is there a sanctuary in heaven? Oh, yes. So now, beloved, so what, the study where we are looking at, we are looking at the sanctuary message. What is going on in heaven? Jesus Christ is sending us a message to prepare us. Are you with me? We as Adventists, we are the only denomination God entrusted with these messages. Why? Are you with me? To give to the world, to live it out. And beloved, we are repudiate the three angel message. All we are giving God's people milk. Supreme preacher is feeding God's people big babies with baby bottles, with milk, beloved. We are not growing. Beloved, we need the present truth that's going to unite and to sanctify the soul in these last days. Are you with me? Little faith will not carry us through the time of trouble. We are told we need a faith that can endure delay, endure hunger and trial and privation and all these things, beloved. Are you with me? The message we need. Now, which direction is the angel flying from? We see this angel coming down from heaven, right? He's flying in the midst of heaven. What is in the midst of heaven? The throne of God. Are you with me? So which direction now is this angel coming from? In the way of the east. Watch this now, because where is the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary? Ha, in heaven, in the way of the east. Go with me to Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. Asking you a question. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. And I saw another angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God, right? So this angel is coming. Which direction is this angel flying from in heaven? In the way of the east. Why is this? Why is this angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God? Who had a message on the seal of God? Only Adventists. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Are you with me? So only us have a message on seal, beloved. We're not going to go there. Having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to earth, the earth and the sea. In the future, we want to know who is this angel, because Jesus sent this angel in the pen of inspiration to this four angel. Only one angel. This is the mightiest angel in heaven who took Satan place, giving you in. Watch this now, beloved. We coming in the future, going to tell you who is this angel. And we're going to show you who is the third angel. This is not teaching. We are not hearing message on these things, beloved. But in the future, we're going to bring this to the forefront and with clarification. And if anything, if you are confused with anything, we may take question and answer. Are you with me? But listen, beloved, let us move on. So now, we see this angel is coming from the way of the east, right? But do you know when God is coming, his presence, his glory is coming from the way of the east. So God is in, Jesus Christ is in heaven, right? Where he located is at right now in heaven, in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. So where Jesus resides in heaven, this is where he communicating to us, to heaven and earth. Are you with me? Go with me to Ezekiel 43. I'm just trying to help some of you who were not here 2 weeks ago to give you a catch up. Are you with me? Ezekiel chapter 43, if you are taking notes, please write these things down, beloved. It's not enough only to listen, but take notes. Are you with me? I'm so also a student like as you all. Are you with me? Take notes. That's how I learn. Go back and study and to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. Not unto man. Watch this now. Ezekiel 43, verse 1 and 2. Quickly. Ezekiel 43, verse 1 and 2. And afterward, he brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east. Hold it. And behold, the glory of who? The God of Israel came from the way of where? The east. So now when Jesus is going to come, beloved, in his second coming, which direction is coming from? In the way of the east. But beloved, before he comes, his presence, the message that is coming from heaven, beloved, it is so powerful, the everlasting gospel, because this angel now we see is Jesus gonna unite with the third angel, gonna bring emphasis and bring more power to this message. And God's people gonna proclaim this message like never before. And thousands gonna be converted to God's instrumentalities in these last days. So we see this message is coming from the way of the what? The east. God's glory is coming from the way of the east. So Jesus is sending this message with his glory from the way of the east. And he's coming with such a power, with the brightness of Christ's glory, with Christ's character. So when we understand the knowledge, which is the light of his revelation, we're going to what? Magnify Christ's character, magnify his love to the world, and many gonna see Christ for who he is all these years, because many think God is a tyrant, God is just a judge. No, many gonna realize that they serve a loving Savior, and we are so loyal to Satan, beloved, not realizing Jesus giving us this message, because when we are focusing on this message, you will realize that you have an enemy. And your enemy is trying to distract you with everything that is going around. Beloved, all of a sudden, we are seeing Russia and Ukraine fighting. All of a sudden, you are hearing Russia and the news not showing. They are desensitizing us, beloved, programming us and all of these things, beloved. All of these things planned. Do you know that this worldwide that you see going on in the Middle East, beloved, is planned by the Freemasons, the secret society. And everybody is trying to pick sides. This is going to draw, beloved, this could be Gog and Magog. Your side, you must side with God. Now is the time, beloved, we must take heed to our very message. Because we are told that fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the angel that's selecting and binding. And we are told that Satan will use everything to distract us from this message, to undermine the message and distract us as Adventists. We have a work to do. The same thing that you see Satan do with the children of Israel, cause them to worship false gods and all of these things, is the same thing that happening to us, spiritual Jews, spiritual Israel, Adventists, Advent light. Wake up. Fix your eyes. Look and live. We are dying. Can you not see that the world is dying? Can you not see that the world is talking about we coming with a climate change and all this? The climate change is to depopulate, to kill us off. The world is trying to destroy us, but God is trying to save us, restore us. The world is trying to destroy our health, but God is sending a message from the way of the East, the saving health. And a lot of us, we don't even believe the health message. If you're going to be a part of the 144,000, you can't be on meat. You can't be on fish and chicken and all of these things. We don't understand these things. But if God said, listen, my daughter, stop eating. It is salvational. Amen. If God said, why not follow him? Are we smarter than God? No. He know best. Do you know that? No, the world is saying, beloved, we must get rid of dairy, meat, fish, and all of these things. But we are told in the spirit of pent-up inspiration, we must educate the people, tell them that the time is coming that it's not safe to eat meat, butter, cheese, and all of these things. But God will educate his people how to prepare wholesome food. But we don't want that. Jesus eat meat in the other court. Well, if you are eating meat, you are in the other court, beloved. And we as Adventists must be in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. The fallen church, they are in the outer court. And when the probation closed, beloved, when Jesus stepped out of the most holy place, beloved, before he stepped out, he's going to send a message, and this message is going to lighten the outer court. And it's not for us, beloved, because we are already in the most holy place. But under the faith of the third angel, we enter the most holy place where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf. This message is for the world, not for us. We must be in the most holy place where Jesus is at right now, Adventists. Now we are baptizing people with swearing and all of these things. God said, take away, remove these false gods. Jesus sacrificed. Jesus is a king. Jesus wear gold. His crown was gold and he laid that off and become the poorest of the poorest. Born in a manger. Born with donkeys and goats, pee and doo-doo and all of these things. And hay and all of these things, beloved. Lay down. The Redeemer of the world do this for you. And you tell him you cannot give up something for Jesus. Come on, beloved. You out of your mind. You don't love Jesus. I said it. We don't love him. Because if you love Jesus, you would give up everything. That's how some of us we are do off. We got to come up a little higher. When you come up a little higher, Jesus can show you the accursed things in your life that is entering you, that is blocking my blessing to overflow in your life. We don't want to come up. But let somebody give you a remote. Go find Netflix for me. Find HBO. You'll find it fast. But somebody say, look for Genesis chapter 19, verse 18. You can't even find it. Go with me to Hebrew. It takes you 30 minutes before you find the scripture. Lord have mercy. You get the example of what I'm saying, right, beloved? Time is coming, beloved. Now we need these things. We are told the truth that we are learning for years. We need to learn them in weeks and months. Lord have weeks and months? Beloved, we have a lot of work to do. Let us move on. Too much talking. Lord have mercy. I must run out of time. Beloved, are you hearing me, beloved? We need a message that's going to prick our heart to show us that we have to leave sin. We got to remove from witchcraft, necromancy, conjure up spirits, and all of these things, beloved. A call to repentance. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will turn, will humble, we have to humble ourselves before our God. He's looking on us. Yes, we are feeble. Yes, we are sinful. Yes, we are unworthy. But Paul said, I beseech you, I beg you, I'm begging you, Advent Life. Just present your body, man. Just present yourself to the Lord. And I know, you know, Lord, I'm just disgusting. But Lord Jesus, I invite you in my heart. I'm sick and tired of myself. I'm sick of struggling. I'm sick of pain, pressure. I'm sick of fear, Lord. I invite you. And he said, peace I leave with you. Not as this world. Because the world will give you a little peace and take it away. When they say, as my brother was praying earlier, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. Can you not see the sudden destruction? But Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I gave unto you, Advent Light. We must claim that peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding is the knowledge of who Jesus is. God said, he that comes to me must believe. When you come to God, we are not coming with God with an expectation. Let me speak to your heart. We come over this next week by God's grace. We go over it, beloved. We are not coming with God with an expectation. We are coming with doubt. But God said, take heed, therefore, brethren. If there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. When we have, what heart? Holy. Evil heart of unbelief. So you're telling me if I don't believe what God is saying that I have an unbelief. And I have to have evil heart. And what else? An evil heart in departing from the living God. So it's Advent light. We are departing from the living God. How am I going to have life? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in what? Darkness, but shall have the light of life. Unbelief causes us to depart from the living God. God wants to give us light. The light is the knowledge of his revelation. The light, Advent light, is his word. If you are lazy today, go on your knees and say, Lord, give me a hunger and thirst all these years, oh Lord. I'm in you. I'm walking with you, but I am lazy. I didn't even find a lot of time to read upon your word. Lord, give me a hunger and a thirst, beloved. So now you can be like Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, that word will found. Who did Jeremiah found his word? He spent quality time in the word of God. He spent time so Jesus can breathe upon him. He spent time in the written word of God so Jesus can comfort him. He said, I will give you strength. I will uphold you with my right hand of my righteousness. I realize that you are depressed. I realize that you are burdened down. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and ever laden have been light, and I will give you rest. In this world, you are fearful, but come unto me, I will give you rest. When Peter said, Lord, shall I come? Jesus said, come forth. Or if you have a little faith right now, Advent life, say, Lord, give me that faith. How am I to come? Jesus said, come. I will increase your faith, even if you don't have enough faith. So, Lord, help my unbelief, and Jesus will do great and mighty things you know nothing of. He said, the time will come, beloved. Before we call Advent life, when you come to God, we must believe. How is it that you go to your physical job? Let them don't pay some of us. We're ready to bring them to court, eh? Ready to get a lawyer, eh? But how is it when you come to a living God, a holy and just judge? When you ask, Jesus said, whatever you pray to the Father in my name, I will give it unto you. You know why we don't receive these things? Because we don't believe. And when we pray amiss. But beloved, before we leave, I'm telling you this to encourage you. Are you with me? God's people need encouragement. And not only encouragement, but we need to stay on the living word of God. Are you with me? Because this is our safeguard. So, beloved, so before we depart, I want you to leave this line, hearts filled with hope. There is a balm in Gilead and there is a physician there. There is a new name in glory for us. Beloved, this name that we have is defiled with sin and all of these things. But Jesus said, Advent life, if you overcome, I will give you a new name. Don't worry about the garment. You have to wash it and keep it and iron it and bring it to the lounge and all of these things. Jesus said, I will give you a new garment. Not only that, Advent life. Jesus said, don't worry. You will have wings. You don't need no car. Your wings don't need oil change. Not tune up. Your weak, beloved, you will fly so fast wherever you want to go in the universe. This is what Jesus have. He said, where I go, I prepare a place for you, Advent life. Every one of you under my ear and of my voice. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Our high priest is coming. Look up for your redemption joy at night. Let us pray. Father in heaven, as you use me to encourage and to uplift your people. We all need it, Lord. At times I myself, when I need it. But when I can't find no one to encourage me, I'm like David. David said, encourage himself in the Lord. Lord, as we are about to depart from the phone, I pray that your presence will not depart from none of us on this prayer line. But Lord, we will steadfast. We will keep your promise before us. And let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Brother Ricardo, for that timely message. May the Lord continue to bless you and use you to cry aloud and fear not and show his people their transgression and the house of Israel their sin. And brothers and sisters, again, I thank you for joining us. I pray that you wrote down all these scriptures so that you can go back and read them and share them with others and be a true Berean And in Luke chapter 11, verse 35, it says, take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. So let us be careful. By beholding, we become changed at our mind. Our eyes will be fixed on Jesus, because there's so much distraction that's going on in this world to take our mind off the soon coming of the Lord. But we need to be ready. We need to be watching that the coming of the Lord be not as a thief. So I thank you again. Blessed Sabbath. Jesus loves you, and he's soon to come. Have a good night. Amen.